Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and my name is Peter Mingles. We are here on Monday evenings at 11 p.m. with a good friend of ours. His name is Devon. Devon is spelled D-E-V-O-N. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon, you'll be able to hear previous radio shows. And this will be our very last radio show of this year because it's December 27th of 2021, and this is the last one of this year. We'll be back next year, of course. But I met Devon as a result of a phone call. He called me up asking a whole bunch of questions about a whole bunch of things relative to some stuff relative to business. We formed a business relationship and a friendship, of course, as a result of that. And we were talking about a whole bunch of things. And then sometime, I don't remember when we started, but it's over almost a year, we decided to do a radio show because Devon's input is what we call this one, is something that some people might be able to pick up on. He's a gentleman who's had a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. He comes with some disabilities, if you will, and then also working through that. He's been employed in the workforce. He's also done some stuff with continuing education. He's successfully built businesses. He's an author, if you will, of one book, on his way to his second book as well. So he's a great inspiration for those people that look beyond some of the challenges that sometimes happen. And we're looking forward to recapping this year and maybe making some forecasts for next year as well. So, Devon, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter, and welcome always to Devon's Input. Hope everybody had a blessed and happy and safe Christmas a couple of days ago. I know my Christmas is kind of boring and kind of lonely, you know. I'm here in a room here in Jersey City, but, you know, I thank God for life, and I thank God that he made me have the opportunity to do a radio show with Peter. So, you know, I have a lot of things to be thankful for. And just to go over in hindsight some stuff for this year, 2021, I like to recall a couple of shows we did. One show we did on celebrities and how if their money doesn't make them happy. Another show that we did on my disability of schizophrenia and my going to medical school. Another show that we did on child's credit tax. And another show that we did on how to start an online business. And I just want to reminisce about some stuff we did in the past because I think that has to be a factor in the 2021. When I initially got started in April of this year, you know, I was very nervous about doing the show, and I didn't have any experience of doing a radio show before. But, you know, my friend Peter, who's the co-host, you know, he gave me confidence, and he said that I can be able to do the show, and, you know, don't worry, you know, if you have a speech impediment, that's what I have due to my disability. But he said, don't worry about it, you know, God will get you through it, and I've been on the radio show ever since April of this year. So hopefully, like Peter said, this is our last show of this year, but we'll be back in January of 2022, and I just hope, you know, 2022 brings newer and better things for everybody, including myself and Peter. You know, just to recall, I have a New Year's resolution that I want to lose at least 10 pounds. You know, I know that's not a lot, but, you know, it's something I can strive for and something I can, you know, do while it's kind of boring here in Jersey City, but, you know, there's not a lot of things to do here. But like I said, we're in the winter now here in New Jersey. So I just want to recall some stuff that I have to do for the 2022 new year. I want to start my online business or my call center. I want to start that with the Avison 100. And I want to also start that with the AFL sometime in mid to late January of 2022, I want to go on dates. You know, that's like I've only been on, I guess, two dates in the last 6 years or so. I know that's pathetic, but, you know, I'm just, you know, phasing up the dating sites. And dating services cost a lot of money. You know, you have to save up a lot of money. They cost thousands and thousands of dollars to go to a matchmaker. So that's one of my New Year's resolution. Also is I want to buy my house down further down in the year of 2022. And I want to get my car. So it's itty-bitty baby steps, you know, for my New Year's resolution. I want to do five or six things that I want to accomplish for the new year. One of the things I mostly want to accomplish is I want to see my mother, who passed away in 2012. I haven't seen her since we buried her in January 10 years ago. So it's going to be her anniversary coming up. You know, she's buried in Jamaica. So hopefully I can see her, me and my brother. He lives in Florida. So now I'm here, like I mentioned, here in Jersey City. I'm just wanting to see her and just, you know, just tell her that everything's okay, you know, everybody's all right, and, you know, that's, you know, her favorite team was the New York Knicks, and she's not really missing nothing with the New York Knicks, so, you know, I just want to comfort her and tell her, you know, we miss you, and we love you, and, you know, but, you know, that's all you can do when you miss a loved one, you know, in your life, you know. So I just want to tell everybody, you know, that I have big plans for 2022, and I want to put it back to Peter a little bit and ask him, does he have any New Year's resolution on one of his goals for 2022? Peter?
Yeah, so we had started the radio show, and you guys didn't hear what was going on in my background noise, but I had some dogs barking, which is usually a nuisance for many people. But for me, it symbolized that my daughter was coming home. And my daughter is a Marine. She's away, and she's home for the holidays. So the noises that used to make you go crazy, you know, maybe even negatively, are the ones that are welcome sounds today. So that was a little bit about what you referenced at the beginning part of the radio show, Devon, with gratitude. You're happy you're here. You're happy you're able to do some stuff during the year. You know, you're happy for some of the stuff that has gone on, and we're looking forward to moving into 2022, making it maybe the best year possible. Now, for everyone, I think 2022 has been or is going to be another adjustment year. We went from 2020, which was totally weird, which is the lockdowns, and who knows what happened with people's businesses and maybe their health or their families, to lots of people getting vaccinated and maybe less people, according to what we've been told, getting less sick in the event they have the COVID. We have the COVID spreading. A lot of people are starting to become somewhat numb to the pandemic and the idea that there's something new going on, and they're going back to living their lives. So I think 2021 is going to be a leveling off as far as the adjustments, but it's still going to be an adjustment year. I know for us, we'll make the adjustments we need to do on the business. There's really not too many adjustments you need to do on a radio show, but that's just one portion of our business. There's lots of adjustments with people working from home. Lots more people are trying to do it. Lots more people want to do it. I think there's going to be a lot more adjustments of people that have to work from home. So we're looking forward to be able to help as many people as we possibly can. And in my own personal situation, with my son moving back with his wife and his dog and two cats and my granddaughter, my daughter may be coming home from an honorable discharge from the Marines. She messed up her knee in basic training, and she never really got a chance to go through the rest of the Marine stuff, so she might be able to get an honorable discharge for medical reasons, as far as those things. So we went from an empty house to maybe a full house again over in 2022. We're going to be making those adjustments as well. So it's kind of weird in ways for many people, and as far as the business is concerned, we're also helping people make the adjustments in the home-based business arena, where there's new regulations, There's new adjustments to be made. There's new challenges associated with competition. So we're interested in doing all the things that we have to do creatively to be able to keep the business at the level that it's at and then succeed in many different areas as well. So it'll be kind of interesting. Although I'd say my vision is positive, the vision is a little bit on the blurry side because of the unknown things that we'll have to kind of maneuver through. So I think anybody thinking that there's a clear vision and clear sailing and they have it everything perfectly worked out, I think is somewhat delusional because there might be some curveballs thrown in. And, of course, 22 towards the tail end of the year is that election year. So it's midterms elections, and we have no idea what's going to start happening towards the summer and into the fall. So we'll see. And the bottom line is we will see. But we're prepared to be able to make the adjustments we have to along the way. So if you're building a rudder for your life, it better be a strong one because it's probably going to have to withstand the turns and the tides and the shifts and everything else that happens when you have to move against whatever kind of direction you might have to move against. So back to you, Devon.
Okay, thank you so much, Pierre. I just wanted to narrate some of the stuff that you said about the COVID. You know, this COVID-19, it looks like it's never going to end. First, it came up to be the coronavirus, then it went into the Delta variant, and now it's the Omicron. And, you know, people, they're telling people to get booster shots. You know, I got 2 vaccinations already. I didn't get the 3rd one as of yet, which is the booster shot. You know, it's a crazy world out there. You know, like you said, more people are forced to work inside their homes more than ever now because of the virus and because, you know, people want to be entrepreneurs. But, you know, I want to say that I want to work in my home because of 2 reasons. Because, you know, I don't want that, you know, typical 9-to-5 job. And then I don't want to, because of my disability, I don't want to put an anxiety on myself by working outside 9-to-5 and have to, deal with that stress of commuting, you know. So I have a couple of reasons why I want to be working at home. I just want to ask Peter, is there any challenges that you see with the coronavirus? And, you know, I always tell Peter he doesn't believe in getting the vaccination because he said that to him, it's just going to, you know, complicate things. I want to ask Peter, you know, do you think you recommend your children or your family getting vaccinated?
You know, that's a really very individual conversation, and I'll use it as an example. First, I base my decision based on a lot of research. So I research things that, you know, come to me, and then I research things that I go out and find. And one of the things that I found was a YouTube channel from a gentleman who actually is a virologist. His name is Vincent Racaniello. And if you easily can remember, This Week in Virology, Vincent Racaniello does several different versions of This Week in Virology. You'll be able to find it on YouTube. He calls it TWIV, T-W-I-V. And it really has been able to give me the information that I feel comfortable with on how a virus works. And he talks about this Omicron and all the other sort of stuff and mutations and variations, which makes me feel more comfortable with the idea that there'll be lots of quote-unquote mutations, because there are always lots of mutations. So although he's a pro-vax person, he is a very good educational person as far as the nature and study of what happens with a virus. And he goes over everything from, he's got a whole course, and I don't want to make this a commercial for Vincent Racaniello, but he seems like a good man. But he's certainly biased towards vaccines. Now, I have a really great, I'm going to call him a business friend as well. He's a gentleman that fixes our computers. He's tremendously overweight, has been every minute that I've ever met him, and I've known him, I think, since he's been down. Well, I know I've met him since I've been down here in Florida, which is over 20-somewhat years. He's been as high as 600 pounds, and I think now he's probably below 400. He's always had a weak heart. He's always had trouble breathing, and he comes into my home to fix some computers, and I bring some computers to the computer shop. if there's anybody that deserved to get a vaccine, he certainly did, and he's got COVID right now, today, in the hospital. He's probably fighting for his life, and we're hoping that he's going to be able to make it. But for someone like him with all those comorbidities, very big, diabetic, weak heart, I'd say, you know what, you can't afford to get COVID as far as extreme symptoms, and what we've been told is that the vaccine helps people with that. So for people like him, he should be getting it. For my granddaughter, who's 10, there's no way in hell. For my some of my sons maybe don't work around a whole bunch of people. Some of them do. For me, I live at home with my wife and not a whole bunch of people before recently. So I really wasn't exposed to a whole bunch of stuff relative to those things. And I wasn't as positive as far as the emergency use. And this is a little bit about my personal stuff. But I've been studying vaccines for a super-duper-duper long time since they banned and took away the law license of an attorney that I used to do a radio show with, who runs a website called VaccineRights.com. So anyway, so the bottom line is that I wanted to make sure it's a personal decision, and I certainly didn't like the idea of mandating everybody because one size doesn't fit all. So as far as all those things, I think we're going to start to see the shakeout of the decisions that people have been making on their own personal health relative to the vaccines. So for me, my son, who's the teacher, who works and does chorus and is involved with a whole bunch of people, who's probably more likely to be exposed to COVID because of the massive number of people with, the idea that he gets a vaccine, totally understandable. My daughter, the Marine, they're going to jab you with everything experimental anyway. You signed up as being a human guinea pig, a human laboratory rat, when you became part of the military service, and everybody knows that. It's called uninformed consent. They can do with you what they want to do with you, and they don't have to do with you. They don't have to tell you what they're doing with you. But so if you sign up for the military, you're a human lab rat, and I don't say that negatively, but it is whatever it is. You signed up for it, so uninformed consent. If you're someone like me, who was more isolated, I didn't see the benefit of some of the challenges associated with it, and I also don't trust the government. So having said that, that might sound like a little bit of a conspiracy, but, you know, you take it where you is. I live my life. I won't tell you what to do with yours. But having said all of those things, I think all of those decisions accumulatively is going to start to shake out, and we'll see. And one of my biggest scares, Devon, was I have to go to the Mayo Clinic to get my eyes checked out because I have glaucoma. And I was really super-duper concerned whether I was going to have to make a decision of being vaccinated to be able to go and get my eyes checked out or maybe even some surgery on my eyes. And thank goodness I'm in Florida, and thank goodness in Mayo Clinic down here in Florida, the only thing they're going to make me do is take a COVID test to make sure I'm not positive when I go down there and see them, which, by the way, is the most ridiculous thing, period, because whether I test positive or not, the whole system is just flawed, and they would be fired if they worked for me because they wouldn't be able to. It's just the whole system is as good as they can possibly get it, but certainly flawed. So I'll leave it at that, Devon. So it's a mixed bag of a whole bunch of situations relative to the COVID. We're going to see even more of that. But I think what is going to start to happen is people that are really taking it serious are going to stay taking it serious, and some people that aren't taking it serious are going to start to go back to live their lives. So back to you.
Okay, Pete, I know you're not an ally of taking the vaccinations, but I just want to end the show on this note. You know, coming back and looking back on 2021, it's been a good year for some people. In some years, you know, it hasn't really been a good year for other people, you know, due to the COVID-19 and loss of work and the stress of people dying. So I just want to say hopefully 2022 will be a better year for everybody. And I'll leave it at that. You know, everybody enjoy your New Year's Day, and I'll see you on the other side in 2022 in January. Thank you so much, Peter.
Perfect. We'll see everybody. If you want to hear this again and share with others, go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon. And that's buildingfortunesradio.com/DEVON. Thanks, everyone. and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.